Welcome back to the Uncharted Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for another great episode. This month's our 4-year anniversary. I just want to thank you for supporting us over the last 4 years. And I have a very special friend, someone I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, Ian Hutchinson from Duplo Cloud. Welcome to the Uncharted. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Ian, we'd like to kick it off with a quick personal bio, professional bio. Sometimes I'd love if you can share an interesting fact that even folks that may know you not know about you. So give us a little bit of context on who he is.
I think I'm quasi homeless, Canadian at heart, hop around, been in the Bay Area for the last 9 years or so. An interesting fact, I bicycled across Canada right before I got into the whole sales and tech sales world.
Tell me a little more. Like, why? What was the motivation? I'm like really eager.
Yeah, 56 days was the time. 80 miles, 70 miles, something like that a day, and then a few rest days in there. I love being outside. I had friends sort of along the way, and I didn't have a lot of money back then. Loved it. I would totally do another biking tour. I think it would be in a different continent.
Was this random or was this something you've been wanting to do?
So this was in the early BlackBerry days, just to give you some time frame horizon. Cell reception was spotty across the country, so the blog was written down and then posted on Tumblr afterwards at night. To answer your question, 6 months before I left, I think I had a realization that I was happiest on my way to and from work on my bicycle. I was working at BlackBerry, which was not my favorite job. And once I thought about how happy I was on my bicycle, I think I found on the internet a bunch of other blogs of people who had done this. And then once you realize it's a thing, you can start putting it together and actually planning
I was like one of the last ones to adopt to an iPhone. I was like adamant. I was like Team BlackBerry. And then obviously I got that one wrong. You just brought back some good memories. And for whoever's listening, and the chance that you are maybe younger in your career and you have an opportunity to do some of these things or go travel the world, please go do it. I can't encourage you enough. Like it just makes it so much easier because it's a lot harder, as you get older because you have more obligations and whatnot. So I just have to remind people every chance I get to go do some of those adventurous things when you're a little younger in your career. Ian, I've known you for a couple of years. You and the team at Duplo Cloud have been amazing friends, great partners. I can't speak highly enough of like the relationship, but you had said something at a happy hour a couple of months ago, which was, I was asking like, oh, how are things going at Duplo? You're like, great. This is like the first time in my career we're 3, 4 years in. I'm as excited as like day one. I'm not bored. So talk to me a little bit about like why that is.
Thanks so much for asking that question. I have been known to get the 4-year itch that happened at Vidyard. I was the first salesperson there, and then again at Salesforce. Fundamentally, one of the things I've learned about myself is that I crave change. And Vidyard changed a ton during my time there. We were 7 employees when I started, probably 120-ish when I left. And it feels so different. A 7-person company versus a 20-person company versus a 50-person company versus a 100-person company. Those are very different cultures. And then, of course, a 400-person company, a 1,000-person company, a 10,000-person company, all of these have different cultures that are impacted by size. One of the things that has happened at Duplo Cloud is the company has changed a ton, but my ability to impact and change things has also evolved every year. And I'm 4 years in and I'm looking around feeling like, oh wow, I'm learning new things, I'm solving new problems. I joined this company in part because I thought I could make an impact and I was correct. And I stay at this company because I know I can make an impact now. And that's a feeling that I didn't feel at any of my previous companies after spending 4 years with them.
And how much of that has been on you versus how much of that do you think is the culture and like the boundaries and like what the leadership or the founders, set forth?
The founders are crazy important in a company at any size. And I challenge people to take a close look as much as possible at their founder prior to joining the company and as they continue to work and learn more and more about the organization that they're working for. I'm super lucky to have Venkat as the founder of Duplo Cloud. He's absolutely awesome. I think it's also on the individual for leaning in. I'm a big fan in another podcast, if I'm get stuff done, or you can use another middle word. There is a cultural priority that we put in place at Duplo Cloud and in general. And if you're leaning in and getting things done, people tend to come to you and say, can you do this? Can you help with this? We've got this going on. How do I do this? And you tend to touch more things. You have to learn how to say no. And you also sometimes have to learn how to let go of things, because as you hire more individuals, you're not the person to do X or do Y.
Recently, I was watching an interview with Barack Obama where he's like, go be a doer, right? When you're a doer and get stuff done, like, people start having respect for you. I think you've said it brilliantly. And one of the things I think you alluded to just now is, as you scale, right, it gets a little harder, right? You get more priorities. You got to have to learn to say no. You have to be like ready to go, let go. Like, what's helped you as Duplo Cloud has scaled come to terms with that? And like, you know, like, what's been helpful for you to start letting go and delegating and knowing when you have to own it versus like empowering someone else to do it?
I read something relatively recently that was along the lines of, pick the top 25 things that you are going to do this year, and then circle the top three, and then realize that the other 22 are all the biggest distractions that are going to suck you away from your top three. So there was a specific time at Duplo Cloud where one of our advisors turned to me and essentially said, like, Ian, this is, if I'm going to prioritize some of the things you're focused on, right, this is in the top five, but it's probably number five, and you can't, like, you need to hire someone for this role as soon as possible. Individuals who've done it a few times before will know when to hire for roles better than you will know when to hire for roles. And typically it's a few months earlier than you meant to. And I've historically been a touch slow at hiring. Fortunately, that's in part because our culture at Duplo Cloud has come from a pretty scrappy place where we didn't hire for certain roles until other companies would very much cringe. I can flag sales ops as one example. We had somewhere around 15, 17 sellers before we hired for sales ops, which by most organization standards is crazy.
You've hired and onboarded and skilled. What have been like some of the biggest lessons you've learned?
On the hiring side, I heard the CEO of Vanta, her expression was something along the lines of, hire workhorses, don't hire unicorns. Another way of saying it is, like, don't try and fit like a star-shaped candidate into a round hole. It typically doesn't work for them or for you. For example, I hired someone without tech sales experience at all. It's an individual by the name of Whitney, who's an account executive on my team. She's extraordinary. She interviewed really well. She came from a referral and could articulate why she wanted the role, but it's a risky bet. Those are the hardest hires to make when they've never done what you're asking them to do before, and you just are sort of hoping. And there are other examples of that. But at the end of the day, the job she did was the job that was advertised, and it wasn't trying to make someone do something different because you really like their experience and you think it may be powerful and impactful and so on and so forth.
And so Whitney is a great example of someone that worked out. When someone does not work out, when do you step in?
The prevailing wisdom is hire slow, fire fast. Easier said than done. I think the answer to the question in my experience is sometimes it's easier for individuals that don't directly manage an individual to see it, whether it's because they're part of a different department or because they're a second line manager. I think for me, what was hard was in the early stages when we were 1, 2, 3, 4 AEs. That is so hard because you don't know whether it's you or if it's them. I think one of the things you have to realize is sometimes it doesn't matter whether it's you or it's them. If it's not working, it's not working. And burning capital is not typically the best way to figure it out. There is, they call it wiggles of hope in the early stage sales, where you win, you know, your first hospital as a client. And all of a sudden you think in your head, hey, maybe we should be selling to every single hospital across the US. And there's different wiggles and focuses and so on and so forth. And there's some experimentation that you have to do, but you have to be conscious of the experimentation and give and milestones in terms of what success looks like. I've had other individuals, for example, hire an AE, their first AE, and in the back of their mind, they were thinking, okay, within the first 3 months, this AE should close a deal. And in order to close a deal, they should have 5 solid opportunities or something of that nature. And you can now start backing into, like, what have they done? Are they getting it? Are they so on and so forth? And even if it's your very first sales hire, you should have in the back of your mind after the first 3 months, was this hire a mistake? Was this hire someone I would recommend to another company, but probably wasn't the best time or the best person for this role? And I should try and figure out how to hire 2, 3, 4, 10 more of these individuals.
You alluded to one thing that's worked for, at least in the case with Whitney, which is a referral. Are there like a couple of best practices?
Prioritize referrals. Don't hire jerks. Do reference checks. Usually if you get caught with a disaster, it's because you skipped that step. And then pay close attention to them in the first day, week, month. And I look for individuals that are curious, that are asking for lots of questions. If they come to your one-on-ones in the first week, the first month, so on and so forth, and they have an attitude where they know what they're doing and they know how to do this, it doesn't matter how senior the role. It's a yellow flag. You have to be humble enough to come to a role, particularly at a startup with a lot of curiosity, because there's a lot of stuff to absorb.
I thought you were explaining me until we got to the humble part. And then I was like, I definitely don't meet the criteria. This has been fantastic. I appreciate you for paying it forward. I think Duplo Crowd is very lucky to have you, and you're lucky to lead their amazing sales team. The one question we love to conclude every show with, if you could go back to any time, what's one piece of advice the older, wiser, better looking Ian would give his younger self?
Taking a break is okay. I interview and hire a ton of individuals. Gaps on their resume, to me, are an awesome conversation topic, and I approach it with positivity. And for whatever reason, I tend to get a little addicted to my work, and I do enjoy it a ton. After Duplo Cloud, I could use another bicycle trip, maybe across Europe or Asia or something awesome along these lines. I would tell myself that, and I would tell anyone else to enjoy life. Awesome people will have no problem finding a job, making an impact in this world. Tends to become a norm for awesome people, regardless of the situations they find themselves in.
100%. Take your breaks. I actually took a break, like it wasn't even that long, but just in the month of December, it was magical. By the time I got back into things in January, I was just a different person. So anyway, if you're listening to this and you need a break, even if it's a weekend, go log off and enjoy it.
Your boss wants you to enjoy your time off. Your boss isn't your enemy. They want you to live and enjoy it.
And Ian is hiring. So in the chance that you're listening to this, go to duplocloud.com, apply for that role, or go through a referral. Ian, thank you again for you and your team for being awesome partners, awesome friends. Until next time, everybody, be safe, be well, and